present once again in prayer. Again, we are assembled here, O Lord, to enjoy your companionship and to receive your guidance. We want to bless you, O Lord, for the many ways you seek to renew our lives and to make them more whole. So we ask that you will enable us to experience your truth once again as we open our hearts to you this morning. We also pray that the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, wash us clean from all our wrongdoings, so that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please turn your Bible to Esther chapter 9.
以斯帖第九章.
We are going to read from verses 1 to 19.
第一到第十九节.
The Chinese text, you may refer it on the screen. On the 13th day of the 12th month, the month of Adar, the edict commanded by the king was to be carried out. On this day, the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them. But now the tables were turned, and the Jews got the upper hand over those who hated them. The Jews assembled in their cities in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus to attack those seeking their destruction. No one could stand against them, because the people of all the other nationalities were afraid of them. And all the nobles of the provinces, the satraps, the governors, and the king's administrators helped the Jews, because fear of Mordecai had seized them. Mordecai was prominent in the palace. His reputation spread throughout the provinces, and he became more and more powerful. The Jews struck down all their enemies with their sword, killing and destroying them. And they did what they pleased to those who hated them. In the citadel of Susa, the Jews killed and destroyed 500 men. They also killed Pashandata, Delphon, Espata, Poeta, Edalia, Erinata, Pamashta, Arisa, Erida, and Vazeta, the 10 sons of Haman, sons of Hammedata, the enemy of the Jews. But they did not lay their hands on the plunder. The number of those slain in the citadel of Susa was reported to the king that same day. The king said to Queen Esther, "The Jews have killed and destroyed 500 men and the 10 sons of Haman in the citadel of Susa. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now, what is your petition? It will be given you. What is your request? It will also be granted." "If it pleases the king," Esther answered, "give the Jews in Susa permission to carry out this day edict tomorrow also, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged on gallows." So the king commanded that this be done. An edict was issued in Susa, and they hanged the 10 sons of Haman. The Jews in Susa came together on the 14th day of the month of Adar, and they put to death in Susa 300 men, but they did not lay their hands on the plunder. Meanwhile, the remainder of the Jews who were in the king's provinces also assembled to protect themselves and get relief from their enemies. They killed 75,000 of them, but did not lay their hands on the plunder. This happened on the 13th day of the month of Adar, and on the 14th day they rested and made it a day of feasting and joy. The Jews in Susa, however, had assembled on the 13th and 14th, and then on the 15th day they rested and made it a day of feasting and joy. That is why ruler Jews, those living in villages, observed the 14th of the month of Adar as a day of joy and feasting, a day for giving presents to each other. The citizens of Falkirk, Austria, did not know what to do.
法克的居民不知道怎么做.
Napoleon's massive army was preparing to attack.
拿破仑的大军已经逼近.
Soldiers had been spotted on the heights above the little town, which was situated on the Austrian border.
小城的上面呢, 已经看到有军事的出现.
So a council of citizens was hastily summoned to decide whether they should try to defend themselves or to display the white flag of surrender.
居民就赶快组成了一个委员会，决定要保护自己还是要投降。
Now it happened to be Easter Sunday.
那天刚好是复活节。
And the people had gathered in the local church.
所以他们就在教会里面聚集。
The pastor rose and said, "Friends, we have been counting on our own strength, and apparently that has failed."
牧师就起来说，朋友们，我们一直靠着自己的力量而失败了。
And this is the day of our Lord's resurrection. Let us ring the bells, have our services as usual, and leave the matter in His hands.
今天是纪念主的复活，让我们就来敲钟聚集，而把事情交在神手里。
We only know our weakness and not the power of God to defend us.
我们只知道自己的弱点，而不知道神保护我们的力量。
So the council accepted his plan and the church bells rang.
委员会就采取了他的建议，而敲钟了。
The enemy, hearing the sudden peal, concluded that the Austrian army had arrived during the night to protect, to defend the town.
这个敌人呢，听到了敲钟呢，就以为那个奥地利的军队呢，已经晚上连夜来保护这个城，所以他们就离开了。
Before the service ended, the enemy broke camp and left.
而他们就拔营离开了。
So, brothers and sisters, in the passage we read just now,
弟兄姐妹，我们所读到的经文，
the Jews likewise they were facing their enemies who were about to carry out the king's edict planned by Haman.
犹太人呢，同样要面对要执行这个哈曼的旨意所说要攻打他们的这个意志。
That is on the designated day they are to attack and destroy the Jews.
在当天就要来攻击这些犹太人。
By a sudden twist of the narrative, we are told that the tables were turned.
可是故事突然转折了，而形势就大逆转了。
And instead, the Jews got the upper hand over those who hated them.
而这个犹太人呢，反而是能够辖制这些害他们的人。
I hope you still remember my previous sermon on chapter 6, which I entitled "That Night the King Could Not Sleep."
相信大家还记得在第六章我所说过的这个讲道，那一夜王睡不着。
I highlighted that the night the king could not sleep was the turning point for the fate of Mordecai.
那一夜王睡不能入眠呢，就是摩迪凯的命运的转折。
The king's insomnia had led to a series of coincidences that they not only preserved the lives of Mordecai.But caused the reversal of his status.
因为王的失眠呢，使到了一连串的巧合，让莫迪凯的命运能够有改变。
His status is to receive the highest honor he could have ever imagined in the kingdom of Persia.
不但他的性命得以保存，他能够得到波斯王帝国里面最高的荣耀。
Coincidences may just be God's way of remaining anonymous.
巧合就是神保持匿名的方式。
So in actual fact, it is God who is behind the scenes who caused the reversals to happen.
其实是神在背后使一切转折发生。
But chapter 6 only marks the beginning of reversal of Mordecai's personal fortune.
可是第六章只是摩迪凯个人命运的转折。
What about the fortune of his people, the Jews living in Susa and the rest of the empire?
而他的百姓又如何呢？
Surely the reversals of Mordecai's personal fortune must be an indicative.Of his people's fortune as well.
其实莫迪凯个人命运的转折也是他百姓的转折。
And this is exactly what the author wants to highlight in today's chapters.
而在今天这章就是重点。
In other words, the personal victory of Mordecai over his enemy Haman will lead subsequently to a corporate victory of the people over their enemies.
而莫迪凯能够战胜哈曼他的敌人呢，也就代表了他的子民呢能够战胜所有恨犹太人的人。
So we read author comments that, but now the tables were turned and the Jews got the upper hand over those who hated them.
所以在第九章这里就说这个形势就逆转了，而这些犹太人能够辖制那些恨他们的人。
So I therefore entitled today's sermon "The Tables Are Turned."
所以今天的主题就是形势逆转了。
So in actual fact, today's sermon is a continuation of my previous sermon on chapter 6.
其实今天的讲道就延续了第六章的讲道。
Which is on the theme of God's providential care.
就是神的供应。
In chapter 6, I have stated that it is neither Esther nor the king who are to be spotlighted as the cause of the reversal.
第六章那里说到不是以斯帖也不是王呢让这些事情能够逆转。
It is God who is behind the scenes who causes the reversal of Mordecai's fortune to happen.
是在幕后的神使让莫迪凯的命运能够有回转。
So in today's chapter, although God's name or His presence is not actually mentioned,
虽然今天神的名字或者他的同在没有被说明，
the fact that authors comments in verses 2 and 3 that the fear of the Jews had fallen upon all people and that the fear of Mordecai had fallen upon them both serve as one more example of God's low profile role in this book.
可是在第二节第三节那里说到各族都惧怕他们、而各人都、害怕摩利凯，这都表明了神很低调的在 这本书里面出现。
In other words, it is the fear of the Jews and the fear of Mordecai that tipped the balance of power and allowed the great reversal for the Jews to overpower their enemies.
所以因为我们看到就是畏惧这些犹太人和畏惧这个莫迪凯，让这些、势力呢都倾向了他们，让这些事情能够逆转。
And once again, who is behind this scene that caused the fear of all these people?
那又是谁让这些人能够来惧怕莫迪凯和犹太人呢？
It is God's providential care at work.
当然又是神的供应了。
In chapter 6, I highlighted two important aspects concerning God's providential care.
在第六章的时候，我讲到了神的供应有两个大重点。
One is that in our darkest days, we can trust God for his providential care, even though God seems absent.
就是在我们最阴暗的日子，当我们以为神不在的时候，我们还是仍旧能够相信神。
The second point is that God's providential care will prevail despite humans' effort to thwart it.
第二点呢，就是尽管有人想要来消灭神的供应，可是神的供应最后还是会获胜的。
In today's sermon, I just want to add one more important aspect.
今天就加第三点。
There is God's providential care is founded on His covenant promise to His people.
就是神的供应是在他的约的应许里面。
So let's now analyze the text to substantiate the statement I just made.
今天要用这个经今天的经文来指明这点。
Now, 11 months after Haman had cast lots,
当哈曼已经抽签了11个月过后，
the ill-fated day for the Jews had finally arrived.
厄运的当天就来到了。
It was the 13th day of the 12th month, the month of Adar.
就是12月亚达月的13日。
It was the day the enemies had authority from the king's edict to attack and destroy the Jews.
就在这天呢，犹太人的敌人他们就有王的谕旨能够来攻击他们。
Now this had already been planned by Haman.
这当然是哈曼所筹划的。
This edict could not be changed.
这个谕旨是不能够违背的。
However, at the influence of Esther and Mordecai, a new decree by the king had also been issued.
可是因为莫迪凯和以斯帖呢，王又颁发了一个新的谕旨。
This new edict allowed the Jews on the same day not only to defend themselves, but could even slay those who hated them and wanted to destroy them.
这谕旨让犹太人不但能够自卫，也能够攻击那些恨恶他们的人。
So we see on this same day, one edict is now pitted against another edict.
而我们就看到同一天呢，就有两个谕旨互相对抗。
And both given by the king himself.
两个都是王所颁发的。
So we see the Persian governing authorities were caught between these two contradicting orders.
所以波斯的那些政府官员呢，就在这两个谕旨当中挣扎。
They could hardly carry out both.
他们不可能两个都执行。
So they must choose to support one decree over the other.
所以他们一定要支持一个谕旨违抗另外一个谕旨。
In the end, they chose to support the new decree with reasons fully explained by the author.
最后他们就支持了那个新的谕旨作者也让我们看到为什么。
No one could stand against the Jews because the people of all the other nationalities were afraid of them.
无人能够抵挡他们，因为各族都惧怕这些犹太人。
And all the nobles of the provinces, the satraps, the governors, and the king's administrators helped the Jews.
而各省的领袖、总督、省长和办理王的事务的人都帮助这些犹太人。
Because fear of Mordecai has seized them.
因为他们惧怕莫迪凯。
Mordecai was prominent in the palace.
摩迪凯在朝中伟大。
His reputation spread throughout the provinces, and he became more and more powerful.
名声传遍各省，日渐昌盛。
Now, had Haman still been in power,
如果哈曼继续掌权的话，
the people would have believed they could attack the Jews without harm coming to them.
这些敌人当然就可以相信说他们可以攻击犹太人而不会有事情发生。
And the government would have been behind their attacks, approving it, and perhaps helping in it.
因为政府那边呢就会支持他们，也帮助他们。
But now Haman had fallen and Mordecai had come to power.
可是现在哈曼已经失势了，而摩迪凯掌权。
So the people feared to oppose Mordecai's power.
所以这些人他们就很害怕莫迪凯的权势。
In other words, Mordecai is feared by all ranks of all people.
也换句话说，莫迪凯呢，就在各阶层的人都惧怕他。
Now this is without need for a king's command to order it.
所以这就不需要王的指令来让他们来害怕他。
This is in sharp contrast to Haman in chapter 3.
这个跟在哈曼第三章就有很大的不同。
Where the king needs to pass an order for all the royal officials to kneel down and pay.Honor to Haman.
因为王在那时候呢，要颁发指令，让所有的官员来荣耀这个哈曼。
Previously, we see that Mordecai has only been labeled the Jew.
在这之前呢，莫迪凯只是称为那个犹太人。
But now we see that he is described as the man who became more and more powerful.
而在这里所形容的就是这个人呢，权势日渐昌盛。
So the government now stood with Mordecai.
所以政府的权力现在就在莫迪凯那里。
And various government agents helped the Jews instead of their enemies.
所以政府的各官员就帮助犹太人，而不是他们的敌人。
I will now illustrate the reversal of fortunes of the Jews by using the following schematic diagram.
让我们看这个犹太人的命运的转折是如何的发生。
Now the words may be a bit small.
字虽然很小。
Now you see the tables are turned. The Jews overpower their enemies.
在这里的形势大逆转，而犹太人能够辖制他们的敌人。
Basically, this is due to two factors that caused the Jews to overpower their enemies.
这里有两个重点。
First, the fear of the Jews had fallen on all people of all other nations.
第一个呢，就是所有的民族他们都害怕犹太人。
Second, the Jews were assisted by all the nobles and government officials.
第二呢，就是政府官员呢都支持犹太人。
Now, why these two factors?
为什么会有这两个重点呢？
Because they recognize and fear the power and influence of Mordecai.
这是因为他们看到而且害怕莫迪凯的权势。
He was great with increasing prominence.
他就越来越昌盛。
And ultimately, what is the cause of it?
为什么莫迪凯会有这样子的权力呢？
It is the providence of God that night the king could not sleep.
这是因为神的供应，而就是那晚王不能入眠。
In other words, the corporate victory of Israelite is based on the personal victory of Mordecai.
所以呢，这个犹太人的他们共有的这个胜利呢，是因为莫迪凯个人的胜利。
And the personal victory of Mordecai is based on the God's providential hand at work.
而莫迪凯个人的胜利是因为神的供应。
So we see as their representative, Mordecai's rise to power is only the beginning of the reversal for the Jewish people.
莫迪凯作为犹太人的代表呢，他的升级只是代表了所有犹太人开始的升级。
Because his personal victory must lead subsequently to corporate victory.
因为他个人的胜利将会带来犹太人所有的人的胜利。
Whether it is a personal reversal of fortunes or the collective reversal of a group of people.
不管是个人命运的转折，或者是犹太民族个的命运的转折。
Now in the biblical literature, it is God who is often identified as the one who brings such reversal.
在圣经里面都会让我们看到是神带来这样子命运的转折。
God turns darkness into light.
神使黑暗变为光明。
Mourning into rejoicing.
哀伤变为喜乐。
Defeat into salvation.
失败变为成功。
And death into life.
而从死亡带来生命。
In the lives of God's people in the Old Testament time.
在旧约里面神的子民。
We see that such reversals happen in the lives of individuals.
这样子的转折在个人有发生。
Such as Joseph,
比方约瑟
，Daniel,
但以理
，or Hannah,
哈拿。
Reversals also happen to God's people as a whole, as a group.
这个这样子的转折也在群体上发生。
For example, reversal happened from wilderness to the promised land.
从旷野到应许地。
From exile to return.
从被放逐到归回。
Now, in fact, all the episodes of holy war in the Old Testament, if you study,
在旧约里面所有的圣战的情节
those texts explicitly involve God Himself.
既然是圣战，当然指的就是有神在里面。
When the people of Israel first fought the Amalekites,
当这些以色列人面对这些亚玛力人的时候
Moses stood on the hill overlooking the battle.
是摩西在山上观望整个战事。
Holding the staff of God raised to heaven,
举起那神所给他的杖到上指在天上。
During the period after the conquest,
在占领这个应许地的时候
，the Lord raised up judges who delivered Israel from their oppression.
神也通过他的圣灵兴起这个士师来帮助他们。
Now we know Saul and David were charismatic kings.Whom God's Spirit rested upon them.
扫罗和大卫都是带有神的灵的王。
Now all these people acted as agents of God.
他们都是神的代表。
working to preserve the identity and survival of the Jewish people.
持守这些犹太人的存活。
Now, in the midst of those hostile Gentile environments,
尽管他们活在很恶劣的环境当中,
this resilience of the Jews is what biblical scholars call the inviolability of the Jewish people.
而犹太人的这个坚韧不拔呢，就是学者所说的这些犹太人的不可侵犯。
The clearest hint of this inviolability in the book of Esther is found in chapter 6, verse 13.
而这个犹太人的不可侵犯呢，在第六章第十三节这里就有说明。
Where Haman's wife and his advisor note that Haman cannot succeed against Mordecai.
他们就对这个哈曼说。
The reason is based upon the fact that Mordecai is a Jew.
因为摩迪凯是犹太人，所以哈曼不能胜利。
They said, since Mordecai, before whom your downfall has started, is of Jewish origin, you cannot stand against him. You will surely come to ruin.
你在摩迪凯面前使而败落，他如果是犹太人，你不能胜他，终必在他面前败落。
Again, another hint of the inviolability of the Jews is found in chapter 4, verse 14.
第四章第十四节也有这样子，犹太人不可被消灭的。
Where Mordecai asserts that assistance to the Jews would derive from another source if Esther failed to intercede with the king to save their people.
在那里，摩迪凯说，如果以斯帖没有去将这个亚哈水乳王拯救他的百姓的话，神呢会从另外一个地方拯救他们。
Whether this another source is to be found,
不管这个另外一个地方指的是什么。
Mordecai knows that assistance for the Jews will certainly appear.
摩迪凯在这里很清楚地说，犹太人一定会有人来帮助他们。
As I have explained in my previous sermon, that the coincidences of the narrative in the book of Esther, and especially in chapter 6, occur by pure chances.
在我就说明，在第六章的时候，这些一连串的巧合，并不是从因为机缘所发生的。
These coincidences of the plot, in fact, demonstrate the truth.Of Mordecai's assurance.
而这些巧合呢，就证明了这个摩迪凯的信心的由来。
Assistance for the Jews indeed would appear.
犹太人来帮助他们的的确发生了。
In today's chapter, we see that the powerless and the low social status of the Jewish people in the Persian Empire.
在今天所看到的，就是在这个波斯帝国里面，这些犹太人他们很低层的这个地位呢。
Their lowly status is now radically altered.
现在已经改变了。
The fear of the Jews had fallen on all people of other nationalities.
因为各族各民都害怕犹太人了。
The author of the book of Esther does affirm the belief that despite the great dangers which threaten the Jewish community.
在这里呢，作者就说，虽然有很多的危险在危害这些犹太民族，
the Jews are inviolable.
可是这些犹太人是不可侵犯的。
But what makes the Jewish people inviolable?
犹太人为什么不能侵犯呢？
It is because of God's covenant promise to them.
这正是因为神对他们所约的应许。
The tables were turned for the Jews of Persia because of an ancient covenant God had made with their ancestors on Mount Sinai in Moses' time.
今天在波斯帝国里面，犹太人能够行事大逆转，是因为神在西乃山对于摩西所给予他们的应许。
In fact, even prior to the Mount Sinai event,
其实在西乃山事件之前，
God had already made a covenant with Abraham.
神已经跟亚伯拉罕立约。
By affirming that I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants.
我要和你并与你世世代代的后裔坚立我的约，做永远的约，要和你和你的后裔立约。
To be your God and the God of your descendants after you, I will be their God.
我会成为他们的神。
And on Mount Sinai, God through Moses once again reaffirms his covenant promise.
神又再跟通过摩西再次的立约。
Now here says, God says, you yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt.
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了。
And how I carried you on eagle's wing and brought you to myself.
也看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant,
如果你是听从我的话，遵循我的约，
then out of all nations, you will be my treasure possession.
就要在万民中属我的子民。
God's covenant promise that I will be your God and you will be my people has been echoing and re-echoing throughout the lives of the people of Israelites since the nation was founded.
所以神这个约里面的应许说，我会成为你们的神，你们会成为我们的子民，在整以色列的整个历史当中呢，就不断的再次的发生。
God's assurance to them is that if you listen carefully to what I say,
神对于他们的应许就是说，如果你们遵循我的道
，and do all that I say,
照我一切所行的去行
，I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you.
我要向你的仇敌做仇敌，向你的敌人做敌人。
So in the mind of the author, the reversal that happened to the Jews in Persia serve as a proof that even in their darkest day, God's people could trust in their God's providential care.
所以呢，在对于作者来说呢，就算是在他们最阴暗的时候，他们仍旧能够相信神会供应给他们。
Because their God is a God of covenant.
因为他们的神呢是一个约的神。
Who have promised to help them and to be with them forever.
因为已经承诺帮助他们。
As the tables were turned, we read that the Jews got the upper hand over those who hated them.
当形势大逆转的时候，我们就知道犹太人呢现在能够占上风了。
So the Jews assembled in their cities in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus to attack those seeking their destruction.
就在所有的波斯的这些城省里面呢，攻击那些要害他们的人。
No one could stand against them.
无人能够抵挡他们。
Precisely who these enemies are is unclear.
其实我们不知道这些敌人到底是谁。
There's however a hint of certain hostility against the Jews, as seen in Mordecai's instruction that Esther is to keep her ethnicity secret.
不过在这之前呢，莫迪凯告诉以斯帖要把自己的这个身份呢保密呢，我们就已经知道其实有这些恨恶犹太人的人。
And this coupled with Haman's anti-Semitic plot, which has already been dispatched to all the king provinces, results in even a widespread hatred against the Jew.
再加上哈曼那个很反犹太人的这个计谋呢，已经是善变了所有的这些省呢，就导致更多人的能够恨恶这些犹太人。
So on the day of Adar 13, the Jews need to gather themselves in their localities to attack those who attempt to harm them.
这也就是为什么在亚达月十三日那里呢，这些犹太人就聚集要来对付那些要害他们的人。
This may look an offensive attack mounted by Jews.
这看来是要攻击其他人。
But their actions are strictly defensive.
其实是自卫。
For they do not instigate the fighting.
因为不是他们引起这个争动。
Yes, they do take offensive action.
是他们是在这里是攻击其他人。
But such action would be necessary against those enemies that are waiting to destroy them.
可是呢，因为这些人是要来消灭他们呢，这样子的做是需要的。
We are told on this day of battles on Adar the 13th.
我们就到在这个亚达月第十三日，就是战争的那一日。
The Jews kill and destroy 500 men in Susa, where the king lives.
在苏沙这个王居住的地方呢，就有500人。
And 75,000 enemies throughout the rest of the Persian Empire.
而75,000个敌人呢，也在整个波斯帝国里面被消灭了。
When one reads the account of the bloodshed,
当我们看到有这么多人死了
，it's important not to lose sight of the murdering intent of these enemies.
我们千万不要忘记，这些是本来要来谋害其他人的。
Now they are not ordinary townsmen.
他们并不是平民的普通百姓。
They are enemies of the Jews who are fully expected to overpower the Jews on the day selected for their genocide.
他们是犹太人的敌人，而当天本来是要来完全的消灭所有的犹太人的。
Therefore, someone astutely puts it.
所以有人就这么说了。
The Jewish victory in the battles is equivalent to a successful insurrection in the World War II in Warsaw Ghetto, where 75,000 Nazis SS troops were killed.
在这里呢，犹太人的战争的胜利呢，就跟当时第二次世界大战在波兰华沙的地带呢，有引起的叛乱，而在那里呢，杀死了75,000个纳粹的军人，这是同等的。
Furthermore, in the 2 days battles, either in Susa or in the rest of the king provinces, we are told that the Jews did not touch the plunder.
而我们知道，在这两天，不管是苏沙或者是各地方呢，犹太人都没有夺取财物。
That is, they took no spoils from those they killed.
就是他们在 所杀的人呢，他们没有拿他们的财物。
In fact, the king's decree allowed them to plunder their enemies.
其实，在神这个王的指令里面呢，有说他们可以夺取财物。
But the Israelites chose not to do so.
可是犹太人却没有这么做。
The reason that the Jews take no plunder from the enemies is not at all clear.
其实我们也不知道为什么他们没有夺取财物。
Commentators have suggested one of the rules of ancient holy war was that the plunder must not be taken.
所以解经家就说，在古代的圣战里面呢，如果是圣战的话，那你攻取敌人的时候就不能夺取他们的财物。
But throughout its history, we see that Israel have failed in many times in disobeying God's command.
不过在历史当中呢，这些犹太人的先人呢，他们都没有遵守神在这个圣战里面所给的这个指令。
They plundered their enemies.
他们就夺取了他们敌人的财物。
King Saul, in fact, was disqualified as Israel king.
而扫罗王呢，就是因为这样子呢，被废的。
Because he had failed to execute holy war properly.
因为他没有好好的来执行这个圣战。
In obedience to Lord's command not to plunder their enemies.
而遵循神的指令，说不可以夺取敌人的财物。
So in the book of Esther, the authors three times emphasize that the Jews did not lay hand on the plunders.
所以在以斯帖今天的经文里面呢，作者就三次的提到这些犹太人没有夺取财物。
Now suggest that their battles, they view their battles against those who hated them, was understood as holy war.
所以这里可能指明的就是这些犹太人很清楚的知道，他们这一次的战斗呢是一个圣战。
They know these battles were not to be seen as an opportunity for looting.Or for personal gain.
所以这一次不是趁机能够偷渡自己得到好处的一个机会。
In other words, their attacks were not motivated by greed, but solely by the need for self-preservation.
他们攻击他们的敌人不是因为贪念，而是为了自保。
But how is one to view Esther's request for a second day on Adar 14 to continue the killing in Susa?
可是以斯帖在亚达月第十四日，他又主张说要继续的来在苏沙里面杀戮，为什么呢
？Given the stipulations of Haman's decree,
因为在哈曼原来的谕旨里面
，the Jews' enemy could only attack them on that day, Adar the 13th.
只有在亚达月第十三日，犹太人的敌人才能攻击他们。
They have no authority to attack them the subsequent day.
在第十四日，他们没有这样子的权利。
But Esther, in fact, asked for extension.
可是以斯帖在这里却要求多一日的杀戮。
To continue attacking the enemies in Susa on Adar the 14th.
继续在苏珊城里面继续的攻击他们的敌人。
So was Esther's request for extension overkill?
以斯帖在这里做是不是做得太过分了？
Some commentators have seized on her request as being bloodthirsty.
所以有些学者就说，其实她在这里呢是非常的残暴。
But we must note that her request was limited to Susa and not to all the surrounding provinces.
可是我们这里要注意说，她请求的呢只是在苏沙这里多杀一日，而不是在所有的地方。
Esther did not ask for a new edict or for a license to do as she pleases.
她也没有要求写更多这样子的谕旨，或者是要随便自己的来做。
Instead, she operated within the confines of the edict Mordecai had already designed.
而她是根据 Mordecai 所写的谕旨来行。
So this means that same rules and restrictions apply to the Jews.
所以呢，犹太人呢也同样的同样的谕旨里面呢来行。
They were not to initiate random attacks.
他们不可以随便攻击其他的人。
They only to defend themselves by attacking those who wanted to destroy them.
所以他们只能保护自己，而攻击那些要害他们的人。
So Esther's request was to focus on the remaining oppositions in Susa.
所以我们可以想象，以斯帖在这里呢，主要是要来攻击那些在苏沙城里面他们的敌人。
300 more enemies were killed in Susa on Adar the 14th.
在亚达日第十四天呢，又杀了多300人。
This seems to indicate that there were still plenty of enemies out there waiting to mount and counterattack.
我们在这里可以看到，在苏沙城里面呢，其实还有很多的敌人，其实要来攻击这些犹太人。
Esther also made another request.
以斯帖又做了另外一个请求。
That the bodies of the 10 sons of Haman be hanged upon the gallows is also morally troubling to the readers.
就是让这个哈曼的十个孩子呢，能够就挂在木架上，把他们的尸首挂在木架上。
But we must know that the 10 sons of Haman, they are not in fact executed.
我们要明白，这个哈曼的十个儿子并不是被处死的。
Rather, they were killed in the battle on Adar the 13th.
他们是在亚达月第十三日那里被杀死的。
Implying that they were among the attackers.
所以呢，他们也是本来要来攻击犹太人的人。
Furthermore, the public display of an enemy's body was not at all unusual in the ancient world.
而在古时候呢，这样子的暴尸呢，其实是不并不是不寻并不是寻并不是不寻常的。
Such was the fate of King Saul and his three sons.
因为扫罗和他三个儿子也是这样子。
They were humiliated in this way by the Philistines, as recorded in 1 Samuel.
他们也是被那些腓力士人呢这样子的来羞辱。
Esther Act was designed to discourage others who might be trying to imitate their treachery.
所以呢，以斯帖在这里行呢，就是要让那些企图学习这个哈曼这样子的恶行的人呢，能够不发生。
Esther also wanted to send an unambiguous message that Haman's cause had no future.
他要给很清楚的一个指示，就是哈曼所行的是没有前途的。
So again, Esther's second request was completely in line with her concern for the safety of her people.
所以以斯帖这个第二个请求呢，也是为了他的子民的安全。
Now, in actual fact, the author makes no attempt to exonerate Queen Esther or to justify her request.
其实在这里，作者并没有想要维护以斯帖。
The 2 days of battles of Adar the 13th and 14th.Apparently, serve as an explanation of the 2 days of Purim celebration by the Jews.
其实在这里呢，有这个十三日和十四日的战斗呢，主要是要来说明这个普尔节的两天的庆贺。
When Haman's decree to destroy the Jews was issued in the city of Susa,
当哈曼的这个所颁发的这个指令要来消灭苏沙城里面的犹太人的时候
，Mordecai and the Jewish community they mourned.And lamented together.
莫迪凯和犹太人呢就哀伤痛哭。
But now with the tables turning, the Jews instead of being overpowered by their enemies, they together with Mordecai have assumed a new status of honor and dominion.
这个形势大逆转呢，使到本来被辖制的犹太人现在能够有新的荣耀，能够辖制他们的敌人。
So the victories of the great battles of Adar the 13th and 14th call for celebration of the Jewish community.
所以在十三日和十四日这样子的胜利呢，就让他们能够庆贺。
But most importantly, the Jews understood that these are the days wherein God gave them rest from their enemies.
而犹太人呢，很清楚的知道，就是在这两日，神让他们能够脱离他们的敌人。
In other words, Purim does not celebrate human power.
所以普尔日并不是要来庆贺人的权势
，to celebrate the Jewish power over their enemies，
就是犹太人呢对于他们的敌人有权势。
It is not. It is to acknowledge with gratitude that it is God who delivers them and give them rest from their enemies。
在这里呢，其实是因为神能够让他们能够脱离他们的敌人，对于这样子他们表达感恩。
So if the second day of a killing happened because of the darker side of Esther's character,
所以如果第二天的这个杀戮呢，是因为以斯帖比较阴暗的一面
，the author does not attempt to vindicate her.
这个作者呢，并没有维护她。
Perhaps the author is suggesting that no one is worthy to wage holy war in God's name.
可能作者在这里是说，其实没有人真正能够以神的名义来举行这个圣战。
No one is worthy to wage true holy war in God's name.
没有人有这个权能够做这样的事情。
Esther is certainly not flawless.
以斯帖呢，并不是没有瑕疵的。
And so is Mordecai.
摩迪凯也是一样。
However, God can still use persons with imperfect character to fulfill His covenant promise to His people.
可是神还是能够用不完全的人来执行他的约的应许。
In other words, God's promise cannot be frustrated.
也就是神的应许并不能被消灭。
His purpose may include human agents.
他所做的有包括人的存在。
But his success does not depend on who those agents are or what they do.
不过他们的成功并不依赖这些人是谁或者他们做了什么。
So, brothers and sisters, the book of Esther shows how God fulfilled His covenant promise through providence.
以斯帖让我们看到神怎么完成他的约，通过供应而不是通过神迹。
Instead of God's miraculous intervention,
不是通过神迹。
Now God works the same day, this same way today.
其实神在今天呢也是这样实行。
We live in an age where miraculous display of God's might are not the usual way.
我们今天所处的世代呢，神这样子大能的作为呢，并不是普通的。
Yet we are called to believe in His power and His presence.
可是我们继续呼召来相信说神有权势，而也与我们同在。
In the Old Testament time, we see that Israel occupies a protected and privileged place within God's purpose.
在旧约里面，我们看到以色列呢，在神里面那里呢是有一个被保护、受尊重的地位。
But with the coming of Jesus Christ, God's ancient covenant of Mount Sinai with Israel is now consummated in His own Son.
可是因为耶稣基督的来到，神在西乃山那里所立的约呢，就已经在耶稣基督里面完成了。
We too now are children of God.
我们也是神的孩子。
With God's sovereign purpose in our lives.
而神在我们里面有他的主权。
God has indeed made a covenant with those in Christ that cannot be thwarted.
神已经跟那些在耶稣基督里面的人呢立约，而在这是不能被消灭的。
Even the worst thing that come into our life.
就算是最糟的情况也是如此。
Jesus Christ Himself has promised to be with us and to be our help forever.
耶稣基督同样的应许会在我们的生命里面帮助我们。
So brothers and sisters, do you need the tables to be turned in your lives?
弟兄姐妹，你的生命是否需要这个形势大逆转？
Sometimes we are faced with impossible situations.
有时候我们面对不可能的情况。
Time when we feel as though we are in desperate that needs deliverance.
我们需要救赎，因为我们很糟的情况。
We feel despair when we have lost a loved one.
我们当失去爱人的时候，我们感到失落。
Or the stress that comes with a financial crisis.
这个经济危机，我们感到彷徨。
Or the pain of illness that we have to endure.
或者我们所受的这些病痛。
Or the relationships that turn sour.
或者我们关系的破裂。
The anxiety about the future,
对于未来的惊慌
，or even we are fighting a battle with loneliness and depression,
或者是我们面对忧郁、孤单的那些争斗。
In any circumstances, we must trust God's providential hand is at work.
不管是各个的情况，我们要相信神供应给我们。
He and His Son, Jesus Christ, can turn the tables in our life.
他和他的爱子能够使我们的生命有逆转。
Turn our sorrow into joy.
从哀伤变为喜乐
and the ashes of mourning into the beauty of celebration.
而痛哭呢，成为一个庆贺的日子。
The author of this book is in fact inviting us to hear the Esther story.
作者今天就邀请我们来倾听这个以斯帖的故事
and to respond to it with faith.
以信心来回应。
Like the story of Esther,
就像以斯帖故事
our journey to faith requires pondering the events that happen in our lives.
我们的信心之旅也同样要在我们反映我们生命中的一些事件。
Searching for God is His hidden presence.
在他看不到的这个同在里面，我们寻找他。
And choosing to see His active presence.
而选择来看到他的确是与我们同在。
Each one of us must have a personal response.
我们每个人现在都要有一个个人的回应。
Our personal response to the mystery of the hidden presence of God in our lives is indeed a faith creating and a faith rebuilding one.
我们在看不到的神那里，我们来回应他呢，就是一个建立信心、创造信心 的动作。
Visions and revelations might come and go.
这个意象呢，特别的意象呢，可以来之则去。
But the hidden presence of God is a constant.
不过这个神这看不到的同在呢，却是永远与我们同在。
Though may not be seen or felt.
虽然我们感觉不到。
But will always sustains us in good, bad, and ugly times.
可是，在不管好的、坏的环境呢，都与能够来帮助我们。
And this is the precious truth that Esther's story celebrates.
以斯帖的这个故事呢，就是要来庆贺这样的一个真理。
May God continue to bless you all.
愿神祝福我们。